Hope 103.2. Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged $30 million Australian towards cervical cancer treatments in the Indo-Pacific. It's the result of discussions at this year's Quad Summit held in the US state of Delaware. The Cancer Moonshot Initiative will collaborate with the US to bring crucial vaccines to the region, where 25% of cases occur globally. Mr. Albanese says it's a great show of the pioneering work done in Australia.
The HPV vaccine was developed at the University of Queensland by Australian of the Year, Professor Ian Fraser. That vaccine, together with improvements in screening and treatment, means Australia is on track to be the first country in the world to eliminate cervical cancer.
The number of people seeking asylum in Australia has hit a six-year high, with more than 100,000 asylum seekers waiting for decisions or deportation. $300 million is being invested to reduce the five-year wait time as the backlog grows by 1,000 applications each month. However, concerns are mounting over potential exploitation of the system by those on temporary visas. But Senior Federal Minister Jim Chalmers has told Sky News the data doesn't tell the whole story.
When it comes to arrivals, we're more or less tracking as we expected. But when it comes to departures, that's been the big difference. And that's why there is likely to be a revision to those net overseas migration forecasts.
Israel has placed restrictions on northern parts of the country amid fears of retaliation from Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. At least 37 people died in an Israeli airstrike targeting Hezbollah officials in the capital Beirut. The Lebanese Health Ministry says a third of the dead are women and children. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari says they took the action after discovering plans to attack Israel.
We are attacking widely in southern Lebanon following the identification of Hezbollah's preparations to fire into Israeli territory. Dozens of Air Force warplanes are currently attacking terror targets and launchers to eliminate threats against the citizens of Israel.
That translation thanks to the BBC. Also making news, making beer cheaper is shaping to be a key coalition federal election policy. A wave of influenza, colds and other germs is driving a surge in the number of Australians taking sick leave. And Virgin Australia is preparing to trial pets on selected flights between Sydney and Melbourne. To sport, the Roosters' big guns have stood tall when they needed it most, thumping the Sea Eagles 40 points to 16 in their semi-final at Allianz Stadium, James Tedesco leading the way with two tries in a dominant performance. The Sydney Swans and the Brisbane Lions will contest the AFL Grand Final next Saturday after the Lions recorded a 10-point comeback win over Geelong last night. And round one of the NBL continues this afternoon with the Sydney Kings taking on the Adelaide 36ers in Perth. That's the latest news and sport.
Hope 103.2.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Hope 103.2.
Wet paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
1032.
Daigle, it's Turbulence, guys, on Hope 103.2. Sharma with you. And, guys, I have just seen the scariest video. It's a firm reminder that I live in Australia now. Two fighting snakes have fallen through a ceiling in a Queensland home. So apparently they were fighting for a female snake. They're two male snakes, that fell through and were just chilling in this lady's laundry. And honestly, it's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't understand how the lady was just J-chilling, you know? I would be screaming, crying, throwing up, all the above. But that's a reminder. Australia.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. Thousand lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face.
1032.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand, full of smoke, I can see it, there's no place we couldn't go. Just by trying on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'll take you right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space, and now you're home. Show me how to fight to now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the past, are we trying to pull you through? You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space, and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. Now I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right.
Trying to hold you down, and all the deep-
whispers lies, but let the truth ring clear. God is stronger, love. He is stronger than your fear.
Welcome, it's Stronger on Hope 103.2, and for those of you who have recently upgraded your car, or like you're very, I don't know, tech savvy with your car and you've got one of those really, really smart, intelligent ones, bad news for you, because us people with the dumb cars, the older cars, are actually better drivers. Yeah, that's right, you heard right. We're going to talk a bit more about it after this.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney's southwest? Station sponsor Inspire Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
Hope 103.2.
Hey! Time with Hope 103.2.
I've got a hand-me-down heart filled with secondhand love. It's been weighing me down, so I'm selling it off at a discounted rate that nobody wants to pay. And all that I am still belongs to you. Take a look at me, darling, I don't want something new. If I gave all I had, would it have made you stay? Would it have made you stay? Would it have made you stay? I'd send myself broke just to buy back the time. If the change in my pockets could change, first-hand hurt in the back of my mind. Cause you loved me so fast that I got left behind. I still watch the clock, but I know I'm just too late. I know I'm just too late. I know I'm just too late. I'd send myself broke just to buy back the time. If the change in my pockets could change your mind.
I found you in the most unlikely way, but really it was you who found me, and I found myself in the gifts that you gave. Me so much, and I wish you could stay, but I'll wait for the day, and I'll watch as the cold winter melts in the spring, and I'll be remembering you. Oh, and I'll smell the flowers and hear the birds sing, and I'll be remembering you. I'll be first moment when I heard your name, something in my heart came alive. You showed me love that no words could explain. A love with the power to open the door to a world I was made for. And now watch as the cold winter melts.
stay. But I'll wait for the day. And though you've gone away, you'll come back. And I'll watch as the cold winter melts into spring. I'll be remembering you. Oh, and I'll smell the flowers and hear the birds sing. I'll be remembering you. And I'll watch as the sun fills the sky that was dark. I'll be remembering you. And I'll think of the way that you fill up my heart. I'll be remembering you. I'll be remembering you. I'll be remembering you. I'll be remembering you. I'll be remembering you.
Stephen Curtis Chapman here on Hope 103.2. That one is called Remembering You. And turns out partial automation has become increasingly popular in vehicles, and it's made it so people aren't as good at driving as they were before. Now, these systems are assisting with tasks like steering, speed control, and lane centering. However, new research has revealed that this technology may be exacerbating the very problem it was designed to address, and that is the issue of distracted driving. Because obviously, if you know that your phone, your car is going to be taking care of yourself as you drive, then you're going to be more likely to engage in kind of reckless behaviors like checking your phone, eating, or just other things that are generally distracting as a whole. I'm someone whose car doesn't have all those fancy features. Although, actually, no, I've recently turned on this, like, alert system that I didn't even know that it had. And now every time I, like, accidentally swerve a little bit into a different lane, or, like, it thinks that I'm in another lane, it will just beep at me. Or if the car in front of me moves, it beeps at me. Like, it's the craziest thing ever. So I can only imagine how much worse it is for people who have the really, really smart cars. They're probably thinking to themselves, I don't have to pay attention to anything. But yeah, please pay attention when you're driving. Your car is not made to do the driving for you. You still need to be focusing. No matter how good the technology gets, you're still behind the wheel.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Find MacArthur's Best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
We are often and rightly urged to love others. To do this, we need to grasp what love is and is not. Love is not mere warm feelings. And love is to be accompanied by wisdom. To commit ourselves to loving someone is one thing. To determine what shape or form that love will take is another thing. I may want to help my elderly parent, but does that help involve an aged care place or care at home? I may want to help my child, but does that help involve warning them not to take a course of action or letting them learn a valuable lesson by making their own choice? How do I love someone who wants nothing to do with me? How do I love someone without resorting to glib cliches and random Bible verses? Real love in the real world is challenging. Love doesn't come easily, and so we're invited to pray for more of it. And how love is expressed is no easy matter. And so we're invited to pray that our love be wisely expressed. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
For your today and tomorrow.
Hope 1032.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. How many times can one heart break? It was never supposed to be this way. Look in the mirror, but you find you'd be. Oh, but I can still recognize the
I see the price I paid, and there's nothing you could ever do to lose what grace has won. My child, my beloved, the new creation you're becoming. You see the scars from when you fail, but I see the stories they will tell. You see worthless, but I see priceless. You see pain, but I see a purpose. You see unworthy, undeserving, but I see you through eyes of mercy. Beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. You're not too far gone.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby,
Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all, ooh, for you, ooh, you.
Oh, such a great song. It's George Ezra, Budapest on Hope 103.2. And for those of you who use LinkedIn, they have admitted that they are scraping users' data to teach AI. So last week, they quietly posted an article which revealed its intention to use the data to train AI models, quietly being the key word, as many people didn't know that there was that change that was going to be taking place. So yeah, if you're on LinkedIn, they are using your profile page data, posts and other LinkedIn content to train AI models and other AI features.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
You know, there are children who actually enjoy going to the doctor.
I do.
Me too.
I like my doctor.
Norwest General Practice is a family practice.
I was sick.
The doctors are great with children. They treat them well in every way.
My doctor made me better.
Norwest General Practice has a paediatrician, childhood nurse and many health services on site.
My doctor's fun.
Station sponsor Norwest General Practice. Visit norwestgp.com.au.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply. How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope
103.2. Here's the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making a promise is never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear? When you look in the mirror, it's a hat of your shoes. Your clothes never wear as well the next day. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled. Now how many lovers mistake just to put up with this every day and all day? How did we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. She smiles.
And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
Spring's here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. The opposition is considering an overhaul of beer excise as the price of a schooner hits $15 in some pubs, with owners saying the tax is killing the industry. The Nationals will meet with members from the Hotels Association to formulate a new excise policy ahead of the federal election. Editor of Brews News, Matt Kirkgaard, says someone needs to stand up for beer drinkers.
On one hand, it's very easy to look at this and say, well, of course, publicans and brewers and distillers are going to argue against tax on alcohol. And, you know, they've got an obvious self-interest, and it's easy to dismiss, and that's part of the problem, because unfortunately, in this case, they really are right.
Record numbers of asylum seekers are on Australian shores, with 117,000 people waiting for either a decision or deportation. The federal government is injecting nearly $300 million to try and clear a five-year backlog, which is growing by 1,000 applications each month. Unless the issue is addressed, there's concern the immigration system will be exploited. Reducing cervical cancer in the Indo-Pacific has been among the key issues on the Quad agenda. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his US, Indian and Japanese counterparts have launched the Cancer Moonshot Initiative to prevent and treat the disease in the region. Australia is on track to be the first country in the world to eliminate cervical cancer as a result of the vaccine developed by Queensland scientist Professor Ian Fraser. The same measure will be taken for women in the Pacific who die of the disease at a rate 13 times higher. Calls to make contact sports safer are growing following new findings into the death of Manly Sea Eagles junior Keith Titmus. An inquest found the 20-year-old died from heat stroke during a training session in 2020. CTE lesions were found after his family donated his brain for research, despite no clear signs of concussions or knockouts. Sporting Brain Bank's Dr. Michael Buckland says it can be difficult to diagnose.
It was a big surprise finding any CTE, let alone the level that we found in Keith's brain. And I think it's a real insight into how early this disease can start.
The Rural Fire Service in Queensland is keeping a close eye on blazes burning in the state's southeast. 100 firefighters and 7 support aircraft are battling the fires around the scenic rim. The RFS says hot and dry conditions are fanning the blazes, but lives and property are not in danger. And Australian rock legend Jimmy Barnes is back at rehearsals after a string of health issues. He recently spent 6